Hi, this is Mike.
Vitam, everybody. This is Dave.
Hello, this is Anya.
Chesh, this is Matt, and you're listening to the Empty Spiral podcast, the official podcast of the Lacuna Core community. And this is episode 176. Holy shit. Are we still doing this? I can't believe
176.
That.
That's my IQ. It's not.
All right, yeah. I see what you did there. Do you know what? Mike was just saying it's been a month. How long has it been since we recorded? I completely lost that track of time.
2 months. Again. 2 months, I think.
Oh, my God.
Because I was meant to go away. And
you're meant to go away. I love that. Go away, Mike. You're meant to go away. Yeah. Anyway, this is episode 176. We've got Anya with us today. Welcome, Chesh.
Hello, Chesh. Hey.
There we go. Hey. And we're going to have a little conversation with you about the Lacuna Coil and how you got into the band and all that kind of stuff. So we'll come into that
in
a little
great.
While.
I'm very happy to be here.
We're very happy that you've chosen to join us. You could be doing all kinds of other things on this Sunday, but you've chosen to spend some time with us, which is actually pretty cool. Spending time with us isn't cool. It's the fact you've chosen to do it is cool. We're about to let you down in a big way.
okay.
but before you get on to that, let's cast the net out and see what people are up to. Dave, what have you been up to in all this time since we last spoke?
Oh, God, about a million gigs, quite a few theatre trips, 1,000 different trips to the cinema as well.
I feel like for a billion times, stop exaggerating. So.
Okay. Dozens? That's probably more accurate. But I haven't sat still for very long. And I haven't been doing an awful lot of adulting, to be fair, which will probably come around to bite me when clients are chasing and I've got to catch up with a lot of work.
Oh, work. I thought that was your kind of pet name for Lego.
That is definitely not adulting.
Well, I didn't know. That's what it's just kind of like. Yeah. It feels like it could be. You said all these other things, but you didn't include Lego at all. And then you said, I've not had any time for adulting. And I thought that
was... No, I've still got a floor full of unsorted Lego, which I should be sorting through as well, to get into, categorise into little pots so I can actually build some stuff. But I haven't done much of that either.
Actually, mate, that sound as geeky as it is.
Oh, it's completely geeky.
Categorising it into little pots so I can build some stuff.
Yeah.
Do you know, I've got a little secret to tell you. It's not that much of a secret. I bought my wife for Christmas a Lego set.
Right.
Which one?
I bought her the Tyrannosaurus Rex skeleton.
That cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
And it was a semi-surprise because she sort of said, oh, I'm not really into Lego, but if I was going to get into Lego, I'd probably get that one. I thought, ting, right, that's Christmas sorted. So I bought her it. And she said to me, don't hassle me to make it. All right, I'll get round to it when I get round to it. And I was like, I won't, because I do have, I've got a bit of like previous, shall we say, which is that's my ex-copper word for, you know, past crimes, for sort of hassling about these kind of things. When are you going to get around to doing this? When are you going to get around to doing that? All these things that I buy her. So I said, no, I will remind you once that you've got it on Boxing Day, because it was a Christmas present, and then we won't talk about it again. So it's still in the box anyway. It's still sitting there in our living room. Just
it's a treat to look forward to.
I guess so. She keeps saying, I'll start it next week. She never does.
Actually, I kind of tell a lie. I'd say I haven't been building Lego. I did, but I'd finished it a while ago. It was a Lacuna Coil project again. I don't know if you can see it from the back, but... I had to move the camera around. It isn't going to help.
It's going to help all those people on the
119.
Yes, the 119. Christina rising up with her on the ropes.
Oh, yeah, that was very cool. She reposted that, didn't she?
Yeah. So I did complete that.
Very cool.
First attempt with Lego motors. So it's all motorized.
Oh, very good.
And lights and stuff. So, but yeah, I'm going to start my next project now.
I'm very impressed, actually.
Thank you.
As am I. What is your next project, or dare we ask?
I don't know. I've got a few Marvel things I wanted to build. With destructive street scenes, battles and stuff. The Friends building. I quite like to do that.
The coffee shop.
Yes, yeah, in the apartment block, and
Okay.
some kind of combination of that.
Do you get Naked Ugly Guy in the Lego set?
I could, yes. Yeah, I'll have to make that.
You should definitely make yourself a naked ugly
Yeah.
naked guy for across the street.
Yeah, I might do Stan, the character of or mascot of the Bloodstock Festival.
No.
Okay.
I thought you were referring to the M&M.
No.
Oh,
So I might
Stanley.
do a couple of festivals.
The only one
Festival
I've
maker.
the only bit of Lego I've did, sorry, we diverted into a Lego conversation, is I've got the Sauron that from the Lord
The
of the
tower.
Rings. No, not the tower.
Oh, the head.
The head.
Yes.
They've I've got
Yes.
that. That's between. You can't see it because it's behind me. But and if you're listening to this on a podcast, you will never be able to see it. But between, I've got Rivendell and I've got Sauron behind the Barad-dûr
You have
behind.
the tower, right?
Yeah. There's oh,
Mm-hmm.
it's just it's there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but if you look carefully, you can just about see Sauron's.
I yeah.
His pointy
Yeah, I
ears.
see.
Yeah, there we go. Anyway, I'm probably gonna need to cut this because it's gonna make no sense to anybody.
Yeah.
I'm gonna move on to Mike. Mike, what have you been up to? Have you been adulting at all? Have you been avoiding that whole?
I did 11 shows backstage in the theatre, and a show I do every year. So that's
Very
20,
good.
26 years been doing that now,
Very
this year.
good. Excellent.
Yes. I was meant to go away, but that didn't happen. So a
Was
bit of
that
a
like
loss.
a Italy job in
Yeah,
Italy?
yeah, yeah. It couldn't happen. So I missed out. So I'm going again in 2 weeks. So
Last
this
time I saw you in Italy, you were dressed up as a medieval
Oh
gentleman.
yes, that was quite good for Easter. Yes, so Adele surprised me that we're doing something for Easter. I'm like, oh, what? Oh, we're in a parade.
Very good, very
The
good. Right.
whole town's divided into quarters, and then there's a king and queen per quarter, and then you get to march around the whole town, and then there's like a thing in the center of the town where the kings and queens are, and then there's a race around the edge of the town for like girls and then boys and then men and women, and they all win a big cake.
That seems like hard work. I think I'll just stick with the chocolate egg. I
Yeah,
certainly
approve of the dressing up. It was
exactly.
cool.
Yeah, it's all
I
custom
definitely
made.
feel like you should wear that setup to the next La
Well,
Concorde
Andrea,
show.
when I posted the picture, Andrea said he wants to see me like that at the next gig that
And that makes at least two of us,
go
Mike. I think
to. Exactly.
we all want to see you dressed up like that bad boy.
Well, be a bit warm. Yeah.
But I think you should do it anyway. It's the kind of thing we do for fandom, right?
Yeah,
Dressed up
exactly.
as a medieval gentleman, a
The
nobleman.
hard cross to bear, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And Anya, how are you?
Yes. Actually, I'm very good right now. I'm on another sick leave right
Yeah.
now because I have another rehab after my surgery. But I'm better, actually. Very, very good.
Excellent. Well, okay. Well, I'm glad to hear that you're better. Where are you? Where are you dialing in from? I don't know if that's the right word. Where are you? Yeah. Where's home for you?
I'm from Poland.
The whole country, or like
No,
what?
I'm from South Poland, from Kraków, actually.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah,
Okay.
Kraków, yeah.
Okay. I used to work in Warsaw on and off for quite a few years.
No.
No, I did.
You? Ah, okay. Oh, great.
Yeah, dzień dobry. You know, like, that's as much as I ever learned. Yeah.
Dzień dobry.
Dzień
Okay. Ah, dzień dobry, yes.
See, the fact that you had to go, oh, you're trying to say dzień dobry, but I was like saying completely different. So I'll just stick with Czech and just leave it from there.
Yeah.
So what have you been up to whilst you've been, or have you been off sick or?
Well, last year was very difficult for me because we had spine surgery.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, that sounds very serious.
Yeah, actually it started from with sciatica and unfortunately ended with broken and completely damaged disc.
Oh, wow. God, that's wow. Okay.
It's very, very painful,
Yes.
and it's and everything from inside just leak out, and started damaging my nerves.
Wow.
And yeah, I had a surgery last February, so
And you're recovering now, though.
yeah, I'm just back to work in January this year.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and I'm I'm on another sick leave because of another rehab. So
Gotcha.
yeah, I'm still exercising, recovering. So yeah.
Well, you take it care. I'm sure you are, but take it really carefully. Obviously, you know, this is a very important part of
Yeah,
the body, but I'm really glad
I
that things
try.
are
Yeah, I try.
improving, right? So,
Yeah,
excellent.
I try.
Excellent. Well, welcome on board. We'll get around to having a chat about everything at Lacuna Coil in just a little while. As for me, I don't know what I'm up to really. I tell you what happened. Do you know what I rewatched this week last week? Jessica Jones series one, the Marvel TV show, which I watched when it came out in like 2017. And I completely forgotten how good it is as a TV show. I really, really enjoyed it much more than I would normally watch a TV show on rewatch. It's like I completely forgotten everything about it. I really like the kind of the noir aspect of it. It's not like your kind of classic Marvel TV show. So I'm really, really enjoying that. I just finished season one and we're about to start season two because I don't think I've ever seen season two or three.
One thing I
I never
particularly
watch
liked,
it actually.
it's really
Oh, you
good.
didn't? Yeah, you should. Yeah,
No,
it's
it's
good. But
really good.
the one thing I liked about that show was the kind of the past history between her and the Purple Man.
Yeah.
And they didn't really explain it. They just alluded to what had
Yeah, I love
happened
that.
previously. And it was
Yeah.
all a bit kind of mysterious and it made it far more sinister. And I think that worked really well.
Yeah, and also the main bad guy. I'm not going to go into spoilers because Anya's not seen it, but he is one of the most evil, malicious people you will ever come across. He makes a really good bad guy, and I just really enjoyed the show. So, if you've not seen Jessica Jones, highly recommend it.
No.
I can't speak for series two or three because I've not seen them, but series one was really just some great TV. Great TV. Very
Okay, I
impressed.
will watch it.
Definitely should. Definitely should. So yeah, I've been watching that. I'm painting more of my little miniatures for my games, doing a lot of reading, working. Yeah, that's kind of it for me, really. Anyway, we've been here a while and we've barely used the letters L and C together at all, have we? So let's talk a little bit about Lacuna Coil, since that's probably the reason that at least a couple of our listeners are here, right? I don't want to listen to about our strange hobbies and stuff. I guess probably the most recent bit of published news is that Lacuna Coil are joining Swedish metal band for Halo Effect on the European tour 2027, starting on
I
the
bought a
no
ticket,
yeah.
actually.
Which one are you going to? Warsaw?
Warsaw, yeah.
On the 15th of March.
Yes.
Yeah, there we go. In my brain. And it's also on my
Big
screen.
brain.
Yeah, so starting on the 19th of February in Hamburg, Germany, and then doing a really good job of avoiding the UK. And all the way through to the 18th of March in Finland. So yeah, all over the place.
Maybe the UK is being omitted on purpose because they'll do
Brexit.
well. Yeah, there is that. No, maybe they'll come back for a separate tour, but flip the order around so Coil will headline with Halo Effect supporting over here instead. It's a bit like Elevati when they did that in
Maybe.
some, different territories, different headliner.
Maybe. I will be very surprised to see Lacuna Coil in the UK in either February or March next year. I'll
Yeah,
be
it's not going to
very,
happen.
I, but I would, no, I just can't imagine it happening. To
It's
be fair,
16 years since that's happened, and not going to happen.
I just can't ever
Need
imagine.
time off. If they're going to do anything, they're going to do September to Christmas somewhere. Because Italy isn't even on that tour that
Yeah.
they've announced. So they've
Yeah, not even
obviously,
Italy.
yeah, they're clearly, I would suspect, working on something. And then after that, unless they take time off. But it'd be the first time ever that they've not played the UK if they don't do anything in that slot in a calendar year, which is equally strange.
No, I'm not expecting to see anything in March. Just
No, I think they'll do that tour and then I think they'll take some time off between then and the festivals, you would think. Because they can't keep doing this tour cycle and tour cycle and no time off.
No.
It has seemed fairly relentless for quite some
Well, they've
time
been
now.
sitting there sort of making up for Black Anima, haven't they? So,
Yeah,
which,
but they
you
didn't
know,
tour yet.
so they've just invested a lot of time. I must admit, when I saw it announced, when was it, yesterday or day before yesterday? I can't remember. It was really recently. I was really surprised to see it, just because it's just that kind of time of the year where they don't really do Europe.
I mean, I'm surprised as well for them, because Halo Effect tour-wise, the venues that they have played aren't big at all, not by any stretch. When they've played a few dates here, it's not been big. So
maybe it was just an opportunity that sort of fit really well with their scheduling, and it's like,
yeah, well, and it might pay them well, because the support slots do, don't they? As we've seen,
yes, a lot of pressure. Anyway, that's a bit of good news if you happen to be in Germany or the Netherlands or Belgium or Poland or France or Spain
everywhere.
Hungary.
Actually, I met with Mike in Poland.
I was going
Metallica
to mention
concert.
It was so random. I was going to mention this, that I had a spare ticket because Adele couldn't come, and I was trying to sell the ticket, and I was walking around the stadium before the gig, and I was walking one way, and randomly Anya walked the other way, and we just bumped into them.
That's so cool.
Searching my gate.
Yeah,
serendipity. So that's serendipity. Yeah. That is.
It's so strange, but in a good way. Yeah.
Yeah.
There we go. This is why everybody should go to more concerts, because you get to meet great people.
Yeah.
So yes, tour next year. They're still in the US at the moment, although that's coming to a close. And there's more merch.
Indeed, more merch.
Including towels and flags.
Get this.
And cushions.
Yeah, you have all, right?
I don't have everything.
I don't get that whole towel business and added cushions and stuff like that.
The cushion's
amazing. I've got one over there.
It's so soft.
There is the cushion?
Yeah. There's a Sleepless Empire cushion.
Maybe I'll be swayed and buy a few cushions then. But
you should definitely get a few cushions.
Is good.
Cushions is good. Badges.
Are they comfy?
The cushion's really soft and velvety.
Great.
Yeah. Get one of those. I'm not using my towel yet. I know you have, Dave. I'm not quite sure what to do with my towel. It's a towel. I'm worried that if I actually use it, all the black will come out and it just become like this grey mess. I just don't know.
Like a faded tour t-shirt.
Yeah, like a faded tour t-shirt. And I've got the flag, but that's just sort of sitting over there. But the best part is the Sleepless Empire slip mat for the record.
That looked nice.
That is cool.
Yeah, that's good.
That is cool. It was only about a month ago that I got my Bring Me the Horizon umbrella one, right, from that. So that was on there, and I was like, I don't need that one anymore. But it's been relegated. My Bring Me the Horizon one's been relegated.
Now the spare.
Yes, my sleep. Because you need spare slip mats, right? I don't know, is it? So anyway, I've been buying some merch, and that's about it for me.
Merch they haven't got in the shop, which they should do, is the inflatable Wish You Were Dead knife.
Yeah.
I want that to be commercially available. I want one.
Yeah, you're right. We probably do. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a tour item, so it'll end up in the shop, maybe.
Hope so.
Literally only just started on the tour, hasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe we'll see them. What else?
An actual knife that would go down well with Lacuna Call embossed on the actual hand.
A knife set. It just made that a bit weird.
Oh. Yeah, chef's knives. Yeah. The proper deluxe.
Like a rollout one. Like the rollout one.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Right. Gosh. Well, they keep throwing merch at us. So.
Well, they need work shirts before anything. Sorry to interrupt.
Exactly. We need more work shirts. Less soap, more work shirts.
Exactly. Less towels and soap, and actually something useful. And
then what you don't because you don't wash?
I use actual soap. So
we have a soap. Ditty.
Yeah, come
actually,
on.
Actually, I use when they released that soap. I bought two, one to keep, and I actually used one, and it was so good.
I never use it.
No, it was really, really good soap.
No, not use my soap. It's like I haven't used Christina's coffee. It's still over there. There's just stuff that is kind of goes, I don't really collect this stuff, and yet I don't want to use it. It's kind of weird. So, I've not used the soap. I can't remember where the soap is. It's in a box somewhere, I guess. whatever. Anyway, this is segueing into another. This is what the Empty Pub podcast is like, right? We're just chatting in a pub, but without the pub, without the alcohol. So I don't know how we're managing to keep this going. But
oh, sorry, we're not supposed to be drinking alcohol.
No, well, maybe you are. Do you know what? I probably could crack open a beer or something. But Daniel's already ahead of us, right? Anyway, so this just that's the news. In case you'd forgotten what segment we're in, we are now going to talk to, interview and chat with our very special guest, Anya. Hello, Anya. Welcome to the Empty Spiral podcast. How are you today?
I'm okay. I'm very good.
Excellent.
Thank you for inviting me again.
Thank you for accepting the invitation. It's an absolute pleasure. Absolute pleasure having you on the podcast. Thank you very much. Got some questions for you. Because otherwise this will be a really weird podcast. We just sat in silence for 15 minutes. Okay, not that interesting. So my first question is, how did you get into Lacuna Co-op?
Oh, actually, it was in 2016 at Woodstock Festival.
10 years.
What?
10 years ago.
Yeah, 10 years ago, yes. Mm-hmm. And I had no idea who they were, because I never heard about them. It's weird, I know.
No, not
at all. And I remember that concert was really amazing, really amazing. That period of time in my life wasn't easy, to be honest. And I was going through some really very hard times, both mentally and personally. And it's sad to say that I've forgot about them for almost a year. And
it's fine,
but I wanted to change something in my life and move forward, and I really need something new in my life. And I remember the band from Woodstock was incredible, and I started searching online, mm-hmm. On YouTube, but I couldn't remember their name, and I kept looking, and I came across the name Christina Scabbia, and I thought, yes, that's her, that's them. She was the singer, and so I kept searching, and I found Lacuna Coil, and first song what I saw on YouTube, it was Blood Tears Dust. So
okay.
This is my first, yeah. So this is my first song, and I fell in love with them like first sight. And I don't even know how many songs I listened to that evening, but I couldn't stop. I wanted to hear everything right away.
That would be a long evening.
Yeah, that was a very long evening, and that's how it started, actually.
Wow.
Long evening, yeah. But what a great evening.
I like that.
It was an amazing evening.
I like the fact that you kind of you discovered them, really enjoyed them, but didn't know who they were.
Yeah.
And it was a year later, you kind of looked them up and found mm-hmm. Christina, and then, yeah, I love that. What a great story. It's amazing. So what is it you like about them? Music, you know, what kind of drew you to them then? It's both when you saw them first time and obviously when you discovered them that evening where you first listened to them on YouTube.
You know, I love about them that you can find like everything, like very very heavy music and very soft music.
Mm-hmm.
If you are like old school Lacuna Coil fan, you can like very old stuff. If you knew, you can find something for you. Very heavy. You can find everything, actually.
I've said it a few times, probably on this podcast, and I completely agree with you. I'm of a view that there is a Lacuna Coil song for everyone.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Because of the sheer diversity of their sound. So, yeah, I completely agree with you. So, have you managed to see them live since you discovered them?
Yeah. Four times.
Well, mm-hmm. Tell me about the times you've seen them live then. Come on then.
First time in Krakow in 2019, mm-hmm. before the pandemic. Then also in Poland, it was festival, castle party. It was at the castle. Gothic Festival, actually, and then in Milan with you all, 2022.
Remember
And last year, 2025, in October.
that? Yeah. Awesome. Wow.
At Halloween, actually.
Oh, right. Okay. Did you dress up
Yeah,
or did anybody else dress up?
no, but Maki has God of War makeup. Yeah,
Amazing.
he's
Amazing,
amazing.
amazing. Do you have a favorite album?
You know, my favorite album was Delirium, but now actually it's Karma Code.
Oh, interesting. So how did that happen then? I mean, I can understand Delirium, so it was probably not the first, because it was the when
It
you
was
were,
it was first,
it was
yes.
the first album you were listening to. It was the most, the Blood, Tears, Dust, and I know that you kind of ended up listening to a few of the other songs off the album before you discovered anything else, or at least listened to anything else for any length of time. So I can understand. Boom. At what point did you transition back to Karma Code?
You know, I really loved like old stuff, Lacuna Coil old stuff, and I started listening all albums again, and I think Karma Code is the best in my option. I love it so much.
It's a great album. It's a great
Yeah, it's
album.
amazing.
We've been pushing them to sing, to do the whole thing live for a while now.
20 years old, all of a
20
sudden.
years. Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah, yeah. I've still not managed to convince him completely yet, but.
Do I remember actually back when it first came out, they did do like a whole play the whole album on, was it
Yeah,
like
we did it
just
once.
a couple of
Really?
shows?
Oh.
Yeah.
At Female Voices Fest, they did it. Oh,
Yeah.
that's amazing.
Yes, indeed. I mean, for me, whenever I think of Karma Code and the time Karma Code came out, I just think of how much trouble I got into for at that point in time, and it's just like I can't get it, it's always just like embedded in my memory about me being accused of leaking and being given artwork by Chicho and then putting the artwork up and then Century Media contacted me and go, "You can't put that artwork up," and I'm like, "Guy from the band gave it to me." And like, no, take it all down. I was like, "Oh my God, it was just a whole." It was just the Karma Code days were some of the, I guess I'd describe it as the roughest time I had running into Spiral for a variety of different reasons. But yeah, and it was also one of those albums that I thought was just amazing live, like better as an album. Maybe say something about all songs, but I felt like as it just went to a completely different level when they played it live. I loved it. Like
I
some
really
of
want to. I want to see what what's the song? What I see song. Oh, I love it. Life. Oof.
yeah, it's a yes.
I love it so much.
That's what they opened with, I think, isn't it? On
Yeah.
that first
On the
Karma Code tour.
title. Yeah.
Yeah, great, great song. Well, no, it's just actually there's so many bangers on that album, isn't there, really? Really.
Yeah, like you say, it's kind of like made to pl be played live, I think, following the more the old school version of the band in Comalize. To follow when they did the 2005 tour, still touring Comalize, and they dropped in the first couple of tracks from Comalize. For
Yeah.
Karma Code, which was at the time it was called A2,
I
I
too,
believe,
yeah.
and
Antonio.
Antonio. That's right. Yes.
Yeah.
But when they played those live against the other songs, honestly, because I remember vividly at the time thinking these are the two best songs they've ever done. You know,
I saw
even
those
more
songs
familiar
live at
with the band
Grass Pop.
before
That
them.
was the first time I saw them when they played it in Grass, played it at Grass Pop.
Yeah.
I was on the
So.
barrier. That was the first time I think I got on the barrier for a Lacuna Coil show, and it was at Grass Pop. And they played A2. That was a pretty amazing. And
Yeah, they
a
really
guy
stuck
crowd
out
surfed
live.
and he dropped and broke his phone. I remember that as well. So he came over the top and then his phone bounced off the barrier and shattered into bits. And we were like, oh, he's had a bad
Oops.
day. All I ate for 3 days was watermelon.
Safe bet.
It was, yeah, pretty, well,
Yes.
I don't know actually. These days you just don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, we digress. Karma Code, what a great choice. And What I See is a favorite song.
Yes,
Is it?
definitely.
Is it the favorite song?
Not the favorite. I think my favorite song will be always Blood Tears Does because it's the first song what I heard, so yeah, it's very deep in my heart, so yeah, it
It's talk
introduced
talking.
me to the band, so yeah.
Yeah, no, I totally understand. Totally understand.
I love it so much. It's so banger.
I have a very, very big place in my heart for "Heir of a Dying Day" because it was the first Lacuna Coil song I listened to when I first listened to them. And
Yeah, every time first song is so special.
it
So
always is. It always is. So, have you managed to meet the band in your time going to concerts?
Yes, at Milan with you all, and in the last year in October at the meeting. Yeah.
What are they like in your own words? What are these people like then? If you're a fan and you're about, because I get quite a few messages actually. No exaggeration, I get quite a few messages from people going, "Oh, I've got a meet and greet and I'm a little bit worried and I don't know what they're going to be like." And I always have to give them an assurance that they're lovely people, really humble, really friendly. There's nothing to worry about. But it just feels like a bit of a cliche, you know, because like if you're going to meet someone and you want someone to tell you what they're going to be like, you're hoping that they're going to say, "They're lovely people, really humble, it's going to be fine." So I always feel like it's not real when I say that, even though I know it is. So I want to hear it from you. What is it like to meet Lacuna Coil?
You know, they're very friendly actually and very
Very
nice people.
humble, very nice, yeah.
No, that's very true. The guys are really amazing. Not talk too much, especially like guys, but it was okay. Christina is very open to the fans, and actually she knew what I was going through last year. And David meeting, and I told her thanks to Dave that it was me, and she told me she was proud of me and hugged me very tightly. So yeah,
Oh, that's lovely.
it was very sweet.
That's awesome. And just indicative of what Christina's like, right? It's just that's just the kind of person she is. It's just
She's so sweet, so sweet.
we're very lucky, aren't we, as to love a band as much as we do that reciprocate that love. Aren't we lucky? I don't think every band is like that with their fans.
How many you sell them?
I think I'm at 133 or something. I don't know what it's like. It's something like that. I know Mike's gone past me now because I'm sure you must be what? No, I'm 137. I remember I did the numbers
Wow.
recently.
I'm a bit behind you. Yeah.
Really, still,
By 3. By 3.
I'm doing nothing at the moment. I'm sure I would have thought you'd have caught up. Of course, you didn't go to America, though, did you? So I figured that
Not
wouldn't
this
have.
year, no. So,
Yeah.
yeah.
But even so, irrespective of the number of times, I think I still, firstly, I'm a little bit jealous of those people to get to see them for the first time.
It was
You
amazing.
know, because it was a long time ago that happened
Actually,
to me.
it was in Milano, my first time, my first VIP meeting. Yeah, it was so special. Especially Come Alive XX, so it was 20 years. Amazing.
That was a good gig, that was.
Just picking up on what you said about the VIP when you met Christina and she knew what you'd been going through. It's come up before, whether it was the same for you, where music is therapy and can help you through the times like that. Is that true for yourself as well? You know, the music gave you the, you know, some comfort when you were going through the surgery rehab.
Actually, their music helped me a lot. When I was sad, when I was angry, when I threw very hard time, like physically and mentally. And actually, thanks to them, I met so many amazing people from around the world. And for me, it was just amazing that one band could change your life for the better. Like and I feel like they can come into my life in the right moment when I needed it the most, and they're still in my life and always will be. So yeah, they helped me a lot with their music, A lot. When actually, when I was in the hospital, it was a very funny story. I was in a hospital waiting for my surgery, and in that day, Lacuna called announced European Tour 2025, and they will be in Poland in October for Halloween. And not knowing that what will happen and whatever I'd be able to be there physically, I bought a ticket and VIP ticket, of course,
Of
right
course.
away, of course. And I told to myself that I need to be there. I will do everything to be there. I will work hard in rehab just to be there. And I did it, actually. I was there, I met them, and the concert was, oh, just amazing.
There's a
You know,
real
Polish,
motivation.
it was real motivation, and you know, Polish crowd is always very energetic and very loud. So yeah, it was amazing.
Awesome. What a great
Yeah,
story. That's
I
just.
was in the front row, so
Of
under the
course.
stage, of
Oh,
course.
of course. Of course. I would have been disappointed with you if you just said that you weren't.
I
But
lost my voice, my neck was hurting a lot, so yeah, it was amazing.
yeah. Yeah. Hashtag concert goals, all of those things. Lose your voice, neck aching. Yeah. It's where we
lot of
go.
hand
It's what.
banging.
It's why we go to the. It's why we go to the shows, right? So we can complain about it the next day. There we go. Maybe that's just a reflection of my age catching up with me. I don't know. So my final question, question we always ask everybody that comes on the podcast is what does being a Lacuna Core fan mean to you, Anya?
Oh, it's amazing. As I told, I met so many incredible people. When I was after surgery, I received incredible support from community. I was so emotional and moved about that because I was really surprised. And they sent me a lot of messages, private messages, all WhatsApp, Instagram, Telegram, whatever. And they're actually finger crossed for me. Ask you how I felt. Just unbelievable. So many support. It's
Amazing.
amazing. Yeah, it's amazing. It's unbelievable, actually.
That's what being
Yeah.
a part of a Lacuna Core family is all about, right? So.
You know, I was really surprised because this is my like first community, like band community. And this is unbelievable. I was really shocked, like, oh my God, this is real. This is like a family. Yeah, it's amazing.
Music brings us together, my friend.
Yeah,
Always
that's
brings
true.
us together. And good music made by good people just adds additional dimension to that, doesn't it? Because we can
From
love the
around the
music.
world.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a global language. And I think the attitude of the band just creates the right kind of culture within its fan base as well. And the type of music creates the right kind of culture. And it's just it's almost like if we were nasty to each other, the band would be disappointed in us. Do you know what I mean? It's like I think that I'm not saying that's a conscious thing.
Like I listen to them, but okay,
Yeah,
I'm on my own.
exactly.
Leave
But
me alone.
they're not that kind of people. They're like, you be nice to each other, right? That's kind of the environment they encourage, and we don't want to let them down. So it's been amazing. You talking to us today. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank
Really
you so
appreciate
much.
it.
Thank you.
I hope everything continues to improve on your journey to recovery. Okay. Reach out anytime, honestly, anytime you want to chat, you know where we are. You
Yeah, I
know.
will see Lakunako in August, actually. So,
There
in
we go.
Kraków, on a festival.
In the festival. Okay. Well, say hi from all of us. Okay.
Yeah, I will.
Make sure you wave from the front row. Okay.
If
And
I
make sure
could,
you.
I will.
Here we go. Cool. Well, thank you, Anya. Are you going to stay with us to help us with our review today?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. as we continue our slow but, you know, not painful journey through Sleepless Empire, we have arrived at In Nomine Patris, in what feels like the kind of a second half of the album. This feels to me like it's that transitional place into the second half of the album, even though I've not done the numbers and it probably isn't, but it feels like it. Who hasn't done it for the beginning for a while? I feel like Mike, I might be wrong here. I don't keep track of these things.
No, I haven't. So
do you want to start? Give us your thoughts on In Nomine
Patris. I'll try and throw something, well, if it makes some sense, pick the bones at the end.
Go on.
So the start of it, we've got this creepy type of thing going on, and the translation of it, I accompany you, I make you happy halfway, I accompany you halfway, and halfway happily in the name of the Father, which I think is what, well, that's what I looked it up. That seems to be the translation of it. And then
pretty much, depends who you speak to, but pretty much, yeah.
So the thing that I was listening to it before and then going through the lyrics, and there's quite a lot of religious pickups in it. So torn and crucified, mourning on a cross, let go of all the sins, so crushed and desecrated, save ourselves, believe so sacred, 1,000 tears, so mourning on a cross, heaven is now open wide, we're mourning on a cross, blah blah. So
blah blah, that is definitely not in it. Blah blah is not used.
Blah blah. Yes, but the whole religious theme of what's going on, and for me it's somebody, it's interesting at to me it's like somebody and doubting their self and maybe their own beliefs going through it, the lyrics as it goes through the song, and the music for me chugging the bass and the guitar and everything works very well along there. And it's interesting, it goes full circle for me at the end, because what it mentions at the start is the outro that Christina says. So when you translate it and it is accompanying you halfway, is that halfway towards death or rebirth of what you're trying to get out of?
Okay.
So I think it comes full circle of what they're going through, and are they going through it at the end, or have they survived?
Do you think there's a story there?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Of someone's struggles and toils and how they get through it, either religiously or in their own consciousness.
Yeah.
That's okay. My take. It could be a load of baloney. So
no, I'm interested, because this has been one of the first songs on Sleepless Empire that I've really not struggled with, but I felt there's quite a lot of depth in the lyrics here.
Yes, exactly.
I don't necessarily, like, I think the lyrics of everything up to this point, for me at least, have been relatively transparent.
That this is say, very heavy and open to multiple angles of interpretation.
This is definitely far more poetic than the stuff
I've done before. Yeah, exactly. And Dave's now probably going to say the opposite.
No, it's funny actually, because you said poetic, and that's exactly what the highlight of the song is for me. It's the poetry of it. Different interpretations, I think, to a certain point, but that's what's good about it, I suppose. It's what's obvious about it is that there is interpretations to be made, and you're right that there's a lot of the other songs on the album are fairly a bit more linear, a bit more straightforward
songs. Yeah.
This one is grey area, I guess. And you can pick up on maybe even just different words here and there, but certainly the meanings. And I see it more across the whole album. There's been a theme, I guess, of the struggles in life, and I think this is still repeating that. It's still part of that theme, the despair and hopelessness. But then looking for clawing your way back out and surviving it and having the strength and the willpower to get through it. There is the religious wording, imagery, if you like, but I see that as a personal element. It's the religion is yourself. it's I suppose a metaphor for how you're processing this struggle within your own being rather than religion as a thing. But you know, similar ideas, similar appreciation, I think, from what Mike said, just a slightly different approach. But that's all down to the poetic nature of the words that have been used.
What about the music? Do you think that, because Mike was talking about, you know, the music works really well with it, but you focus quite a lot on the lyrics, Dave. What are your thoughts on the
Yeah,
music?
no, the music, I think it's almost epic by design, I would say,
Epic
because
by design. Okay, right. I'll
they
let you
seem to have
have that one.
they've got different parts where the you know the slower verses, sorry, the faster verses, but the slower bass line reminds me of a bit of My Spirit. It's probably because it's like typo negative sounding. That's what I hear. And the bass is actually quite prominent to me in this one, far more than probably all the other songs, where the bass is just kind of like the backbone, it's there. This stands out a lot more. And I don't know if that was deliberate or if it's just me, but I'm definitely picking up on that. Yeah, the My Spirit, the typo negative, deliberate, familiar notes. And I think that's a big part of that song. But yes, because there's different elements to it, and the fact that perhaps Andy's, I'm not saying Andy's solo, but it kind of is a solo
Yeah, pretty
towards
much
the
it is.
end.
Yeah.
It's another little mini chapter within the song.
Where it starts because we've become the failure, that bit, and we're running out of time, that kind of thing.
Yeah,
Yeah.
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 And likewise, I think about three quarters of the way through, the quite extended guitar work. Again, it's a little mini chapter within this epic.
Everyone loves a guitar
Overall,
solo, right? So.
yeah.
So yeah, I think it's been designed like that, but it works. It works really well. It is definitely an epic centerpiece for the album. I do love that line. That I think Mike pointed out as well. And I'm looking for it because I wrote it down. Because I can't remember it exactly. Oh dear, this is terrible, isn't it? Searching for the lyric sheets.
All right. Pay your
Yeah,
time, sir.
thousand it just 1,000 tears a morning on a cross.
The chorus.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah.
chorus.
But just that, oh, it's slightly different on the second version of the chorus, isn't it?
Slightly.
It's we're mourning on a cross, but the first time it's 1,000 tears. I don't want to read in too much or try and explain it to what that exactly means. You're checking it now, aren't you?
Checking the lyrics.
It is. It's definitely it's slightly different. But yeah, that 1,000 tears, it really, really stands out. And I'm not sure. I haven't decided what it means to me or what it means within the context of the song, but I
This is the problem
just
I have with the
fucking love
song.
it. It's an
Yeah.
amazing single line.
I have a real, I must say, problem. I've got, it is a problem for me, but it's not a problem for the song. But yeah, we'll come back to that in a minute.
But I'll tell you what, live, brilliant. But every time they played it live, because when we saw on tour six shows, six times I was waiting for that little pause for the goosebump moment, whereas usually it goes a little bit quiet and then it's like, I'll build my empire,
Oh,
crazy
yes, it's
screen.
amazing.
I'll
It's
build my
brilliant.
empire and
It's
then we
like,
get the guitar solo. whoa, that's
Oh yeah,
proper
that's the
chills.
spine tingling bit, isn't
Yeah, it's
it?
so amazing.
Christina's voice is very, very good at soaring, right? But it needs the right song to soar. And In Nomine Patris gives her that moment to soar where it feels like she's raising her voice as big as any room. In fact, the room can't contain her. And when she says, I'll
You can feel
build
the
my
weight of it.
empire, it's just a boom moment, right? It's just huge. And it's just, yeah, it blows me away when she does that, just because. Anyway,
Goosebumps, just goosebumps.
absolutely.
Absolutely.
So, Dave, anything else more to say?
I think that's it really. Like a couple of favorite lines. The poetic, I think, would be a one word summary of this.
Mike, I'm conscious we kind of segued to Dave's thing
Yes.
before we. Have you got anything else you wanted to add to your review of your review of the song? He's just laughing at us now.
No.
Okay, that's all good.
Just live, I think. As Dave's touched upon, it probably, well, all of them could do with the music video if we could really go to town on it.
They could do a lot with this one. Yeah, they could definitely do a lot with this one.
Yeah, massively.
How about a movie for the album?
It might look like a ghost video, but...
Good idea.
Yeah. I mean, I said it before, and we said it actually for a couple of albums, right? But Sleepless Empire, the album, it definitely feels like it's a soundtrack to a movie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
To me. Mm-hmm. Right, Anya, your thoughts on In Nomine Patris?
Actually, at the first, it wasn't my favorite song from the album.
Okay.
But over the time, I started liking it more and more. And to be honest, it's now, I think, my top 10 songs. I really like it. It's very dark. It's very powerful. Of course, Christina and Andrea vocals are amazing, especially Christina's at the end. And from what I understand, this is my interpretation of the song. I think it's about how people can destroy themselves, their thinking. They're doing they're thinking they're doing the right thing. And but I think they also manipulate it, for example, by religion and something else, some other stuff, and maybe that's why they losing themselves and searching for something else. I don't know. I think it's about it, but I might be a bit mistaken.
I just don't know. I
don't know.
I just don't know. Do you like the song? It's a top 10 now, right? Top 10 songs?
Yeah, in a top 10. Yeah, wow, definitely. Okay. Like a live version is amazing.
Yeah. Gosh, I don't know. This song, these lyrics. So,
actually, the lyrics are very difficult to understand what they really mean to, but I love the song.
So I don't want anybody to think that I don't love this song because I absolutely adore it. I'm happy to start by saying it's up there with my top three songs of this album, and certainly mm-hmm. in my top 10 of Lacuna Core. Top 10 of Lacuna Core. Top three of this album, definitely. I can name those songs, but they tend to move around in order. I don't know what to say about it.
It's causing you grief.
No, you see, the thing about it is that the name of the song itself, right? So In Nomine Patris, which is, of course, Latin for in the name of the Father, all right? Mm-hmm. And I'm not religious. I'm certainly not Catholic. But, you know, it doesn't take much Googling for it to be recognized and understood as part of the Trinitarian formula, i.e. In Nomine Patris et Filii Spiritus Sancti, right? So so just including those words and naming a song, you are drawing attention to the fact that it's such a famous Latin phrase, okay? Mm-hmm. So you don't... Lacuna Core didn't stumble across this phrase and go, we like that. They would have known, coming from Italy, that this is widely and extensively used in Catholic liturgies, baptisms, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's Spiritus Sancti. I mean, Andrea does that, right, on stage. Mm-hmm. He crosses himself, and he's been doing that for years during Heaven's Alive.
Yeah.
And then you look at, and Mike kind of called him out first, you see all of the religious Christian imagery that is played out. Right, you know, thousand tears of mourning on a cross before I lose myself, right? Or let go of my sins. I'm not going to read them again, right? But Mike's already read them out. And then I read the rest of it and I go, okay, this is not a song about religion because that's not Lacuna Coil. And then I go, well, if it's not a song about religion, what is it a song about? And I keep coming back to the fact it's called In the Name of the Father, all right? And I wonder if it's about losing someone really close to you, like a father figure. Or I wonder if it's about being emotionally or otherwise controlled by an authority figure, as in I go through all this stuff because of whether that's a literal father, whether that's a partner, whether that's your job, whether it's the government, whether it's society at large. It could be all of those things. And I think that's what makes it so interesting. It's so open to interpretation. And I love songs that are open to interpretation while secretly hating them because I can't work out what it's all about. Right?
There's not always a definitive answer.
There is not always a definitive answer.
No.
And I love that about this song. But then even if I just sort of park all of that and say, okay, I don't know what the story of the song is, and it could be interpreted in different ways, which is in itself a strength, which means that the four of us and everybody else listening to this song, if they take time to listen to the lyrics, which in my opinion, by the way, is the biggest strength of this song. The music is absolutely fine. The guitar solo is absolutely fine. The bass is fine. Everything is absolutely more than good enough. But what they do is they support the lyrics in this song. And the lyrics are the strength of this song for me. And I can't say the same for every Lacuna Core song, but in this case, absolutely true. The choruses are just an absolute banger, right? The Christina's moment where, you know, I build my empire, Andrea's supporting growls, everything just feels like, as you said, Dave, an epic song. And I just love the pace of it. You know, I'm going too fast, my legs are tired, I won't survive. And that beat, it's like a heartbeat, it's like someone racing. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then
that pacing, actually, do you find it a bit Dark Adrenaline era?
Ish. I think I said this in my review of Sleepless Empire. They've drawn on the strengths of so many different parts of their back catalogue to build this album. Okay. And that should be applauded because this doesn't feel like an old song. It doesn't feel like a new song. It feels like a song that's always existed. We just hadn't heard it until now. It's just a Lacuna Core song that's always been there, absolutely filled with poetry. Okay. And it just like, even if heaven is now open wide, it's dark as hell and hard to find, or words to that effect. Like, what is it like that? Okay. And yet she'll keep walking down the path and getting closer to the beginning or the end. What does that mean? I'm getting closer to the beginning or the end. Basically, it means that I'm getting closer to a point. I don't know whether that's where I'll get back to where I started or whether that's a new phase in my existence or whatever.
Cyclical. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just the whole thing is just pure poetry. And I'm going to stop talking other than to say, I think this has got some of the best lyrics I've ever written in it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I agree.
And I still don't know. I need to have a conversation with them. I know they talked originally about the readings behind some of these songs. I need to sit down with them one day and just go properly. You know, like I tried before when they released the album, and that was where you probably listened to it, right? And they were messing with me. But one day when I get there, I go, tell me where this came from. Is it as simple as we like the term in Nominate Partridge and we want to build something from it? Was it, you know, inspired by the making the sign of the cross? Or was there a reason why you wanted to build a song around the Trinitarian formula, which is such a famous thing within the Catholic Church? I just don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Great, great song. Great, 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 great song. One of my favourites. Right, Mike, numbers out of 10. What are you going to give in Nominate Partridge?
9.5.
Straight out of the gate, eh? Okay. Yeah. See what you did there.
Yeah.
I'm going to go for a 9.
Okay, dot, dot, dot. I feel like it was a dot, dot, dot there.
Yeah, it could, over time, be a 10 because I think it's wonderfully crafted in so many ways. At the moment, my reason for not giving it a 10 is because I haven't learnt all the lyrics off by heart yet.
That is the shittiest reason not to give something to Mark. That's basically saying, I'm not giving this a really good score because I've not done my homework.
Kind of, yeah.
Because to I be don't a 10, know the lyrics.
To be a 10, it has to be really, really personal,
for God's sake,
favourite, and enveloped entirely from it. And I'm not quite there yet.
So you're making it its fault. It felt like it was your fault. Like, I've not taken the time to learn the lyrics, therefore it's a 9 out of 10. Rather than it's not quite doing it for me, therefore I've not learned the lyrics.
It's a bit of both. It just hasn't had the time
Rubbish.
Give it that extra point.
All right, fair enough. All right, if that's going to be your excuse, and the dog ate your homework as well, I get it,
Yes.
right? Anya, what about you? What's your score for
Oh,
Inanimate Patches?
definitely nine. I love the music. I love the lyrics. Also, the lyrics are very difficult. Actually, you don't know what they are talking about, but I love it.
Fair enough. I'm giving this song a 10.
Good.
I think this song is a work of genius. I listen to it every single day. Still don't know what it means. Don't really need to. I think it's brilliant. I think it's well constructed. I think it's classic Lacuna Coil. I think it's got everything I need in a Lacuna Coil song. It's dark, it's poetic. It takes me back to the days of Unleashed Memories in terms of its lyrical style. It's got Andrea doing amazing growls. It's got Christina's voice soaring to break the walls of the room you're listening to it in. It's got everything. It's a classic Lacuna Coil song, and it's a classic Lacuna Coil song on their latest album, and they should be proud of it. 10 out of 10. Amazing. And I fight you for
Fair play, fair
it.
play.
Right, that's that. Unless anybody else got any final comments, is In Nomine Patris. So that brings us to a close, guys. Thank you very much, Anya, for joining us. I hope you've had fun.
It was amazing to see you, to thank you.
You're
Yeah,
more than
thank
welcome.
you.
Come back and come back anytime, right?
I would love to. I
Just
would
come
really
back
love
and join us.
to.
This is all we do. This
Give
is
us a report of the next the 27 show that you're gonna go to.
I'll definitely do that
Okay.
for sure. Yeah, that is your takeaway, right? That's your
Okay.
Come back in. Come back
you're
after the festival in Poland.
Yeah, you're coming out of this with an
Definitely.
action, so you've got a report back for
Okay.
sure. We want to
Yeah,
hear
yeah.
that. So that
Okay,
on
in August.
location.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you want to come back before, just say come and let me come on, and we're like, yeah, for sure. Come and join us.
Of course.
Yeah, of course. We're just a big family. We just want to see everybody. But thank you, generally, thank you.
Thank you.
And as I said before, I hope things improve in your health recovers from that horrible surgery. So good luck.
Thank you
We've
so
got
much.
all of our fingers crossed, and we're all giving you internet hugs. Okay. So
Oh,
make sure you
thank
look
you.
after yourself. Right. So yeah, we're at the end. Anybody else across the community want to join us on the podcast? Just reach out. We're relatively friendly, I think. I don't think we put people on the spot too much. We might look a bit scary if you see us at a
They are
show, but
not scary. Come on,
we're
guys.
lovely, aren't we? We're lovely, really.
Yes.
You've got no fear, nothing to worry about. Come and join us. It's like chatting with friends. And if you don't start off a friend at the beginning of the podcast, we'll definitely be friends by the end. So make sure you join us. You can reach out to us at the Empty Spiral website. You can reach out to us on Facebook. There's the Discord server with Instagram. There's the caller community on Instagram. I mean, you've got no excuses, all right? You really haven't. Just post away and say, how do I get on that podcast? And someone will tell you, for sure. And that's quite a bit. And I'm probably going to go away and listen to Inanimate Patris again, just to prove to myself that he's definitely a 10 out of 10 banger.
I'm gonna need to learn the lyrics better.
And Dave's going to go off and learn the lyrics so that he can give it a proper score. But with that, I'm just going to say thank you very much for listening, everybody. Until next time, and don't forget to listen to more Lacuna Coil.
Cheers, everyone. See you soon.
Take care.
Bye.